Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Godfather of Houston Sports Radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Darren Revelle just reporting Jim McInville, a.k.a. Mattress Mac, has bet another $5 million on the Bengals' money line. He now has $9.5 million on the Bengals to possibly net $16.2 million. The $5 million bet is the largest bet Caesar Sports has ever taken. And joining us now is the birthday boy, Mattress Mac, here on ESPN 97.5. Happy birthday, Mac.
Happy birthday, John. You're the birthday boy.
Yeah, me and hey. You. We share birthdays, me and Mac. Me and Mac share. Hey, I remember back in the day when you turned 49, you'd give 49% off, or when you turned 50, you'd give 50% off, 51%. How come you don't do that anymore?
Well, the numbers are too high. It's kind of like betting on the Bengals. The numbers get high real quick.
Hey, you know what? You ain't giving that much off anymore, huh? So... All right, $9.5 million on the Bengals, Mac. Promotion you're doing must have been going really, really well. People buying all kinds of mattresses, huh?
Yeah, we put mattresses, but we also put John and Lance reclining sofas, reclining love seats, recliners, reclining sectionals in it, so that kind of doubled the sales. That made me drive to Benton, Louisiana today to... place a bet at the Louisiana rest stop. You got to go in Louisiana and get the geographic signal on the iPhone. So I made the bet this morning.
I got living room furniture I got to get, so I got to come in and
John and Lance Loveseat. I didn't know you sold John and Lance Loveseat.
I got to come in and get some because I got new. It's time for new living room furniture. More than time.
All right, Mac, get them. Hey, if the Bengals win, you get it for free. What are you doing? Get over there.
Yeah,
wait, so is it on everything
free,
or is
free,
it
free? What a deal! What?
Is it everything or is it living room?
The living room furniture that reclines and Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns & Foster mattress.
So I could go get the living room and seriously make my Super Bowl. That's done.
Well, apparently people are doing it because Mac has $9.5 million on it now. Mac, these kind of bets, nobody gets these kind. How are you getting $5 million down? What is Caesar saying to you about this?
Well, I had to talk to a lot of the executives, but, I bet $4.5 million with them last week. So they were very accommodating, and no other legal bookmaker will take a bet that big, but Caesars has been very good to me on taking these big bets.
That is all. What's it? I mean, honestly, what's it like to bet? Now, you're hedging a lot because of, you know, the promotion and everything else, but it's still, Mac, what's it like to bet $4.5 million and $5 million on a game?
It's just like betting $50, just a couple more zeros.
Well, no, it ain't, Mac. No, it's not. When you're dealing now, you want the Bengals to win too, right?
Yeah, I want the Bengals to win. That way, the customers win, and we've had tons of customers come out there and buy furniture and buy mattresses that are supporting the Bengals because of Joe Burrow and all the LSU players they have. So it's been a great promotion, and that's why I had to buy more, bet more to get more insurance. So when the Bengals win Sunday night, big game in California, that lots of people get free furniture, free matches, John and Lance.
That is unbelievable. And you always, now you've been doing this. Is this the best promotion? You're the king of promotions, Mac. You've been, you wrote the book on it, you know, of advertising, marketing, and everything else. Is the promotion where if one team wins, is that the best promotion you've ever done in your career?
Yeah, it's always the best promotion I've ever done if the team that the fans want to win wins. So if Cincinnati wins this Sunday night, it'd be the best promotion ever. And I'm pulling very hard for Cincinnati.
And the other thing is, now if I get all my furniture free, right, now I might need something else, right? So Mattress Mack could win two times, right?
Yeah, you can get 100% of your money back, 150% back in in-store credit. So either way, if Cincinnati wins, the customers are huge winners, and we'll be selling furniture and delivering it all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So come out and buy it and get it in your house and cheer for the Bengals, and you just might get a free mattress or a free reclining sofa.
And we like the Bengals anyway because we like Joe Burrow, right?
I love Joe Burrow. He's a great player. Obviously, L.A. has a great team. Should be an exciting game. Hopefully be decided right at the last minute like so many NFL playoff games were this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So you went money line because, well, you got 9.5 on it, but you could possibly win 16 as opposed to taking the points. What was the thought there?
Well, obviously the money line gets bigger bang for the buck, and points, it gets a little complicated because the points move up and down. So just a straight money line, the Bengals win, everybody wins.
That's right. Well, if the Bengals win, everybody wins. Lance, you going to go? You going to go pick up your living room
I'm literally
furniture?
Calling the wife when we get, like, during the break, because this is, I could hedge the other side, too.
That's right.
I could basically say, look, I'm going to pay a little something for it. If they don't win, I've got the furniture, and I just picked up a little something.
How about that?
If the Bengals do win, I'll be more than happy to pay this amount because I got this much furniture. That's what I mean? It actually makes sense in that direction, too.
It makes all kinds of sense. Hey, the king of hedging is with us right now, Mattress Mack. What about that hedge, Mac, for the customers?
That's it. Just come out and buy that furniture. Say, Lance, did you have Joe Burrow rated real high in the draft?
I did. I did, actually. I had him as the third-rated guy in the class. But, yeah, I did have a good grade on him. And his story's been unbelievable. I talked to Steve Young yesterday. I had a thing that I did with Steve Young, a Zoom call for a big tech company, and I was hosting it. And we talked about Joe Burrow and Joe Montana and Tom Brady. And he said, his playing style is a little different than those guys. He said, but that it factor, that quality, he said, he's got that, whatever it was that Joe Montana he had. He goes, absolutely, he's got that.
Well, we'll see on Sunday night. Hopefully he has that it factor going Sunday night. And thousands of customers use them to get free mattresses and free furniture.
There it is. Go see Mattress Mack today and tomorrow. And so you get that free furniture when Joe Burrow wins the Super Bowl.
Is that the one that's on Post Oak also?
Yeah, North Freeway Post Oak, the one in Richmond on Highway 99. Any of the three locations you can buy online as well.
Yeah, Post Oak's right there. Get over there.
Be close. No, it's right here by the station.
It's right there. It's right here.
Not even tell the wife.
All right. Well, that's Mattress Mack. Mack, happy. Hope you have a great birthday and hope it pays off on Sunday with a Bengals win.
Happy birthday, John. Lance, great to be on the program. Y'all have a great day.
All right, take care, Mac.
There's Mattress Mack.
Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday.
To me?
To you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yours was just a little while ago.
Yeah, and this is not about me. This is your special day.
You were January 21st, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dream. I have Olajuwon. You have Mattress Mack.
And I got Mattress Mack. Who has more money?
Probably Mack.
I have KD.
Probably.
KD probably has more money than both
Kevin
of them.
Durant has more money.
Oh, is this his birthday
Kevin
too?
Kevin Durant has.
Yeah, mine. Yeah. I have KD.
Oh, you have KD.
He's the same as KD.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Mine is.
I have the most Houston birthday of all y'all. Well, Mattress Mack's pretty Houston. I mean, so is Olajuwon, but those two guys are really,
who
really
would
Houston.
Win in a race for mayor? Hakeem or Mack?
I think Mack would get him.
Or yeah. KD.
KD would not
KD's
win.
Texas kid?
Yeah.
He went to University of Texas.
So did Mack.
He's from Maryland.
Mack, they're going to split that Texas vote.
Up there.
He's from Maryland. Mattress Mack played football for the Longhorns.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Mack wins.
Mack would beat Dream. Just how it is. I mean, Dream would get a lot of votes, but if you're not a sports fan or if you're somebody like, I love Olajuwon, but I got a hookup whenever we had Hurricane Harvey, so sorry, Dream. Yeah. You never gave me a hookup during Harvey.
Nope. Mattress Mack, he gives the hookups. Before we go to break here, reminding you, go watch the game at Damaris on 18th Street and 610. They've got TVs, and they have got wings. I'm telling you, I'm a wing connoisseur. I get wings everywhere I go. Damaris' Greek wings are as good as it gets. the Greek wings. They're fried. Tell them you want them crispy. You can also get baked wings there. They take a little bit longer because they're baked. They want to make sure that they're raw, but they're delicious as well. If you're looking for wings in the city of Houston, you go see my boy Yanni and Frankie over there at Damaris on 18th Street and 610, and get your wings on. All right, watching the game. We this is what we do. We go over there. We'll watch the Texans or whatever, and we'll get our wings on over there. It's tremendous, tremendous.
All right. So yesterday, the Houston Rockets made a trade. We have not even gotten.
We haven't
this.
Even touched it.
We haven't even touched on this trade yesterday.
So the Rockets traded Daniel Theis to Boston in exchange for Dennis Schroeder, Bruno Fernando, and Enes Freedom. Enes Freedom,
formerly Enes Kanter,
and. I mean, he is. How about yeah? And you know,
the Rockets, by the way, have already.
You're bringing a lot of baggage with
the Rockets. Already waived him.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The Rockets waived him. It was just a cap. It was kind of a cap move. They also waived DJ Augustine and Armani Brooks. So to make space, to make room, Kanter was just a buyout.
Okay,
Dragic was traded and immediately bought out.
I would have thought Schroeder would be somebody that would be traded immediately too.
No, Schroeder has run some point.
Yeah, I know he has.
He actually has some value.
But yeah, I know he has some value, which is why I thought they would trade him right away. Because why are you taking minutes away from Porter?
No, I think they want like Augustine is a guy who didn't. They didn't. I don't think they viewed him having a lot of value. Schroeder is. A number two guard who can play, he can play maybe give you either guard spot rotations. You can have KPJ playing the two guard some with Schroeder as a legitimate backup.
You got Gordon Green, Schroeder, and Porter.
You have a better backup one, and then KPJ can swing to some two. So actually, your three guard rotation there with Jalen Green, it just got better.
Well, you got Gordon too.
Yeah, it just got better. Yeah. And, I mean, you have Gordon,
yeah.
Who's not long-term, who can play two or slide to three, you know, with your small lineup.
Well, too, you so. Didn't get rid
I mean,
of him, so
three.
He may be long-term. He's got another year.
Yeah, we'll see. You can trade him in the offseason, too.
Yeah, with an expiring contract, you might.
But the Rockets are going to want to get some leaders. I don't know what kind of person Schroeder, but Schroeder's played in some pretty big spots. Maybe he's a good guy to add to the roster, too.
Maybe.
But I think they view this as, I could be wrong here, but the way I would view it, is that you have a chance to get Kevin Porter Jr. off the ball some. Or when you come off the bench with a guy, you know, you now can come off the bench with Schroeder at the one and KPJ swing over to the two some. Or you can have, you know, you got a legitimate guard option behind Kevin Porter Jr. also. And if Kevin Porter Jr. flakes out for any reason, you may have Schroeder playing next to Jalen Green in the future.
Well, and there is, you know, maybe Schroeder can teach him to play some defense. I mean, look, did you see Kevin Porter Jr.'s game last night? 11 of 16, 6 and 9 from 3. He was awesome. He had 30 points, and they lost by 19.
Yeah.
They scored 100. They
Porter
shot 52% and 42% from 3.
That's
but they had 21 turnovers. The Raptors had 15 more shots than the Rockets.
So how many turnovers were Kevin Porter Jr.'s?
Kevin Porter Jr., last night, just 3 turnovers.
Oh, that's not bad.
8 assists, 3 turnovers. That was actually pretty good. But it was Kenyon Martin with 5 turnovers. I mean, it was just 21 turnovers. It's just way,
it's just they
way
don't
too many.
Value the ball enough, and they don't value
and they don't
value defense enough,
defense,
and they don't value the basketball.
Maybe Schroeder will help that.
Maybe so.
Maybe
if
Schroeder.
Anything, you just improved your guard rotation.
As I remember watching Dennis Schroeder, he is I think he's a two-way player, and he brings a lot of energy. Dennis Schroeder brings a lot of energy, and maybe that's what maybe these guys will learn something.
Hey, you know, that's something that's missing. Energy on both ends, and just a guy who's a little hyper. I'm fine with it. By the way, when we come back, the Manning cast is expanding. And apparently Eli and Peyton liked it enough that the Manning cast is going to actually expand with what they're doing. So we will tell you about it when we come back. Also, Freaky Deaky, the rules of the side game, coming up on Valentine's Day. He will have advice for you or just entertain you at 8:30. So don't miss out on that at 8:30. And then Tony, the Hatchet Man Valentine from the Inside Sports Syndicate, some of the purported best inside information in the business. We will have him to talk about some of the prop bets.
Look who wished me happy birthday, Joey Votto. What kind of POS put that out
wow.
there? Tommy Stark,
wow.
Jerk.
That's amazing.
A-hole.
Well,
814 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell that car or truck, whatever it is, you're going to get your most. It's not even arguable. He's the best. He's unbelievable. It's stupid how much money he pays. He paid me, I swear, I felt like it was about $2,000 or $3,000 more than I deserved for my vehicle. And I was like, yes, I'll take it. Thanks, bye. That's great. Hurry up before you change your mind. He didn't change his mind. He told me how much he would give me for the car. He gave me that for the car. And I'm like, oh, what a great, great person you are, John Clay Wolf, because you gave me way more money than you should have. And I don't know if he's been able to sell it. He probably is in the junkyard by now. I have no idea, because it was a really terrible vehicle that Frankie destroyed. But that's not on me. That's on John Clay Wolf. You said you'd give it to me. He gave it to me. And here we are. Look, if you're looking to sell your vehicle for more money than it's worth, go to John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Bucks lost Pat Connaughton last night. Fractured his finger. Maybe he'll be back. We'll see. But that could be a big loss for them.
Big loss for the white guy basketball community.
Well, the Bucks need him. He's a good shooter.
No, but it's still a big loss for the white guy basketball community.
But do you see,
doesn't change it.
Do you see the way Giannis is playing lately? He is possessed.
Yeah, he is.
Holy crap.
I mean, I don't think he's going to win an MVP again this year.
He is playing.
I mean, he's. Well, here's the thing.
Right now, it's Nikola. He is playing stupid.
Well, I think a lot of people think it's Ja Morant or Joel Embiid. I've heard of the two that are right now the betting favorites. Those two are the betting favorites. But obviously, I would say the other two. So those are the four. Those are the big four, probably. Because Giannis, what's going to happen is, there's a chance Embiid's numbers come down now with James coming. Certainly the point total, although I think James will really try to assimilate. James is going to assimilate and play. Whatever James does here is the best he can possibly do. Like, if James is still not playing great, I would be very concerned if I'm the Sixers. But you're going to get a much more engaged James. You'll see him try harder on defense. Oh, he hears the stuff. He's going to want to show. Yeah.
He's always heard it, though. He hasn't changed. That those stripes ain't changing. Now, he will get the ball down. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He will get the ball. He will
get
the ball to Joel Embiid. He will make Joel Embiid happy for a while. He will make him happy for a while. All right. Matthew Stafford wins. Is the Super Bowl MVP, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. His stats are so good. Well, relatively speaking, I mean, he did not have much of an impact.
You know what? Yes, he's gone to this team now.
There's been other losing quarterbacks who've been on bad. Good quarterbacks on losing teams who ended up going to... I mean, is he just Ernie Banks, basically?
Well, but what about football-wise? Who would you compare him to?
I have to see a list of the Hall of Famers, but because it's kind of a joke.
Now he's winning, so he's winning with a good team as opposed to being with the Lions all his career. If he was with the Lions again this year, he wouldn't have.
So Steve Young yesterday, I visited with Steve. He said I was with a terrible team. So he made this point about Matt Stafford. He said, I'm not going to say the Lions were necessarily the entire time as bad as the Tampa team I played for. He goes, that team was just atrocious. He said, but he played on bad teams. He said, if this were the Premier League, the Lions would have 100% been relegated a long time ago. He said they may not have ever been promoted back to, back to the league. And so that was a good point. You look at his, like, some of the important indicators. He was a high interception guy for a chunk of his career. In order, 20 interceptions, won the next year with 3 games. He had 20 interceptions and 10 rookie starts. So you got to slow down on just deciding Justin Fields can't play at all, or Trevor Lawrence is done. His third year, he had 41 touchdowns, and he had 41 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. I can't believe that was year three, but that it was. In 2011, he threw for 5,000 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions when he was throwing to Megatron all the time. And then even the next year, He had, 4,967 yards. But how about this? This is pretty damning. 20 touchdowns and 17 interceptions when you throw for almost 5,000 yards. The rest of his career, 29-19, 22-12, 32-13, 24-10, 29-10, 21-11.
What kind of running game has he ever had?
Yeah, that's the problem.
After Megatron, he had some guys, but it wasn't like they were deep. What kind of offensive line has he had? I mean, there's a lot of factors. When you're with the Lions, to put up any numbers. Let me ask you this. Like the Hall of Fame class announced last night, I don't know. Tony Boselli was great. What I remember of Tony Boselli is never playing. But Tony Boselli was a great player for a limited number of years. Leroy Butler, I was in Green Bay when Leroy Butler was there. Great guy. And he was a really, really, really good player.
Really solid safety.
Solid.
Leader
but
and all
Hall
that stuff.
Hall of Fame?
That's kind of crazy to me. Now you're starting to open it up.
Sam Mills was a really, really good player. And it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so Sam Mills in the USFL counts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Seymour, Hall of Famer?
Sam was a great linebacker on a team of great linebackers. Yeah. Then had success in Carolina as well as the USFL.
Vaughn Johnson and yeah. Pat.
But Sam was
Swilling.
The best of that group. And maybe that's one of the things is that
Ricky Jackson, Sam Mills.
But Pat kept doing it with the Carolina Panthers too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a really good one.
No,
there.
But they were so talented. Sam Mills was great, don't get me wrong, but
I think Richard Seymour is probably better than
Cliff
you thought.
Branch. I don't know if you remember him. I remember when I was a kid, he was just a great receiver. LaMonica to Branch was just unbelievable. Dick Vermeil is a Hall of Famer to me.
Well, so here's his awards. He was a 7-time Pro Bowler, 3-time first-team All-Pro. I'm talking about Richard Seymour. That's pretty good. First-time All-Pro 3 times, 7-time Pro Bowler, and then got MVP votes. 2003 AP Defense Player of the Year, I should say. Defense Player of the Year votes. That makes more sense.
I don't know.
He was 3 years of All-Pro first team. You're one of the two best defensive tackles in football.
Let's face it. The easiest to get in is basketball. The next easiest is football. Baseball is the hardest to get into.
Which, frankly, I prefer that. I think Hall of Fame should be for the greatest of the greatest that ever played the game. I'm kind of with you. I wonder. I don't want to put too like Richard Seymour's sack numbers. You can't. I don't want to judge it all on sack numbers. You can be a dominant for him to be a 3-time first team All Pro is pretty good. Sam Mills, I need to check out the stats because Sam was also felt like the Hall of really good.
Yeah, I mean this doesn't seem like. Well, we'll see, Andre. Andre not getting in this year. Andre, we'll hope we'll get in. His touchdown numbers are going to hurt him. Yeah. But at some point, hopefully, he'll get in. Alex wants to talk about Stafford and the Hall of Fame conversation.
Oh,
what do you say?
Sam had a lot of 100-tackle seasons.
Yeah. He was really, really good. No question. Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Doing good, guys. Big fan of the show, by the way. I'll do great.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
But just a quick beat, actually. We had this conversation not too long ago about Stafford Hall of Fame. Two smaller points, high interception guy. Also what my family calls trash points from the Lions being down so far. Fantasy football analogy. He's getting trash yards and TDs late in games, right, already down. But the other statistics I really want to call about, guy's got a losing record all time. Two playoff appearances all time, including this year. Never been on an All-Pro team. They made one Pro Bowl and no awards other than a Comeback Player of the Year. That just doesn't really seem like a Hall of Fame resume, especially because he wasn't even really considered generational with everybody around him, too.
No.
I just want to put that input. Want to hear what you guys say.
You make good points. I do think this is the case. When you go by year and you kind of refresh your memory, at no point did we think Matthew Stafford was one of the five best quarterbacks during the Rodgers, Manning, Brady, Wilson era, Roethlisberger. I never sensed when they're in their prime any of those guys that Matt Stafford was one of the top five or even six quarterbacks. What he was, though, was always a top 10 quarterback. We always knew he was good. I don't know that anyone thought he was very good. We kind of thought he was a creature of Megatron's making in some way, shape, or form. You know, he's with a lot of really good players now, and he still had 17 interceptions. Like, he doesn't take care of the ball great. I'm kind of with Alex. I think he'll get into the Hall of Fame, but the narrative is going to change, and that's why you probably ask if he wins the Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVP. Does he get into the Hall of Fame? I think this narrative change really, really helped him, because I don't think just stat getter with the Lions. And now you can maybe sense the frustration for players. I'm wildly against sitting out because you just want to fuss your way out of things. But you do see a point with, if a guy's super competitive and wants a chance to win at some stage of their career, especially if they're in a stage like Matthew Stafford's been playing since 2011. So he's actually played, or I'm sorry, since 2009. So he's still fairly young in the football game, the way Drew Brees played and Peyton and Tom Brady. But you can see why basketball and football players would get so frustrated. Baseball too, anybody. If you have a long career and you don't approach the level that you think you should, or if you're not even making playoffs, you're in a horrific organization. This is one of the worst I can possibly think of. Matt Stafford, who was a good quarterback. By NFL standards, he was a good quarterback. Matt Stafford was on a bad team in a bad organization. Can you, like, I could understand the organization. Now, I don't think he bitched and cried his way out of, or tried to James Harden his way out of a city, or Ben Simmons or any of these other guys, or Deshaun for that matter.
It was time to go.
But he was, but you know what? I think the Lions did him a solid by saying, you know what? We're going to get draft picks for you. Even if we have you, you're more valuable to us through picks than through paying you this much money and watching us lose anyway. What's the difference?
Right.
We could either pay you $30 million and keep losing,
we could lose,
or
with
not
Jared
pay
Goff.
You $30 million and keep losing.
We could lose with Jared
Goff. We
could
actually lose at a better rate, maybe. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, Freaky Deke with the rules. With the rules for Valentine's Day of engagement with the side piece. How's it got to go? If you've got a side piece, or if you're if your husband has a side piece,
or ladies, if this is your side piece, any of this stuff. I don't condone it. I'm just gonna listen. We're just gonna host. We're gonna host the message.
That's all. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. That's all we're saying.
Every Valentine's Day, this jumps off, and it's equally good every year. Right now, I want to tell you about something else that's equally good, and that is my man Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. 0% financing going on right now for well-qualified buyers for that for the GMC Sierra 1500 pickup truck that they have out there at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. My friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC are really great at finding the most value they can get for you. And whether it's a purchase or whether it's lease, they're going to find the very best they can find and hook you up. And right now, if you're looking for that new truck, as I mentioned, the GMC Sierra 1500, either in stock or in transit, they've got that going on for you right now with 0% financing for well-qualified buyers on this brand new 2022. The GMC Sierra 1500 Limited is a fantastic-looking, light-duty pickup truck, and it is built to perform. So make sure that you go check it out. Go see it for yourself. Check out all the specifications on it at LanceZCars.com. And when you're ready to get that vehicle, head down to Angleton and get the best offer, the best prices, the best trade-in value. GMC, we are professional grade.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8:34. Big show today. Not only Freaky Deke, but Hatchet Man. Tony Valentine's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. So this is a huge, huge show. Now, we're all thinking about the Super Bowl, but Valentine's Day is coming up on Monday. So, we got to have
the
rules.
That's kind of a Super Bowl, too.
Pardon me?
That's kind of a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend Super Bowl. In a way. I don't really look at it that way, but some people do.
Yeah, I don't.
For me, it's just avoiding an additional expense.
Well, and you got to avoid situations as well with the side piece and your main squeeze. So here's Freaky Deaky for the rules of engagement on Valentine's Day. Freak, what's up?
Man, what's going on, man? You know, just glad to be here. Glad to be seen. Better to be seen and viewed. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's what the old school cats tell me. Hey, look here, man. Before we get started, we got to give a big shout out to the Tinder swindlers. If you're not doing it on Tinder swindling level, you're not doing it at all. This dude has game on top of game on top of game. How do you get one chick to finance your next chick while you bring along a friend on another chick's dime? That's pimping on a whole nother level. If you haven't seen Tinder swindling, you need to get with it. Okay, so here we go. Here you play for the weekend. Super Bowl weekend, Valentine's Day come Monday. Here is your five-piece play of the week. Put your money on this. Fellas, if your main chick is not a sports chick, you have an out. Kick it with your five-piece at the Super Bowl party. There is your super-duper play. Also falls on a good Sunday, because since Valentine's falls on a Monday, your main chick and her friends are going to have a Galentine's brunch. If you haven't heard of Galentine's, it's a thing, and women do it. So you're going to get a full Super Bowl Sunday to kind of be out, quote-unquote, with your boy. This is your play. Now, it's not your play if your chick is a football chick or if she's a Super Bowl party chick, because this year, Dr. Dre just threw a monkey wrench in the whole operation. It's just like putting Beyonce on at halftime. Everybody is going to want to see halftime. So, if you got a football chick and she's into this type of thing, the Super Bowl party is not your blast. Unless you're a brave cat and you want to do something in the public. That way, if you're out in the public, like on a patio, Alameda, Richmond Avenue, you can have your side piece in the building. Because why? It's in the public. So you can slide up against the rub on her booty a little bit, you know, whisper something in her ear, send her a couple of drinks. Her and her friends going to have a good time, and boom, take your chick home, you're going to circle back, and you in for the skins on the late night hype. Because come Monday, you can't talk to your side piece. It's a wrap. Monday is all baby. It's all her. And then Tuesday, that's when you get your side piece off. Give her some attention before Valentine's, give your main chick some, and then give your side piece some after that. Because you can't give your side piece number one.
Doesn't get better advice than that. Doesn't get any better advice than that. Is this a perfect weekend with the Super Bowl the day before? So you can give that attention.
Hey, man. Look, the planets are kind of lining up. The planets are lining up for us this weekend if you want to dibble-dabble on that side of the fence. Hey, but a word to you tend to tip some of the guns out there that just don't know how to play the game. I'm talking to you boys that's still around here tricking on your side pieces. Man, you're giving these chicks way too much power. Way too much power, man. I'm seeing it way too much. Big bags, and you're taking them shopping, and all of a sudden your face is starting to pop up in pictures when they shouldn't be popping up, man. Your slip is showing, bro. You got to tighten the screws, man. You got to tighten the screws. Only take pictures with your camera. How about that? Let's add that to the game. Only take pictures with your camera. Don't take no pictures on her camera, bro.
How is
I'm
that even
you free game here?
Yeah,
that just seems like just common sense. Picture, I would think.
But this generation with pictures, they're constantly self-stitching.
I guess it's more reckless than ever before.
Oh yeah, it's really reckless, man. Because you know people take a little bit of game, and then all they have is a little bit of game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not taking to it and absorbing it. These chicks are getting smarter, man. They understand this, that ultimately they have the power. Ultimately. But it's the game of it to make them understand that they really don't. But these young cats, these young thunder cats with this PPP money running around out here twisting up the game, just chucking it all out there. I got money, so you going to roll with me. Yeah, whatever, my guy. But you're blowing it. Because once your number one find out, all hell's going to break loose.
Well, once the government finds out what you're spending that PPP money on, then you got problems too.
Hey, man, I'm just giving y'all the tidbit of game.
That's it.
That'll take you a long way in this world.
That's
all I'm giving you, man.
That's
Freaky Dicky.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Yep.
Y'all have a good weekend, man. I got my money on Great Value, John D, a.k.a. George Burrow. He is the Great Value John D when he puts those shades on. Or he could be color me bad type dude. But
yeah, we'll find out. If he goes,
all right, man.
If he's a color me bad guy, it's kind of bad. So look at this. Joe Burrow, thanks for the call, Freaky Deke. We appreciate it. He's just putting you on game. That's all he's doing. He just puts you on game.
Don't be.
So, Joe Burrow. So, if I go to the Pick'em contest, I want to show you something. You see, so I'm showing you Underdog Fantasy. You see this Matt Stafford picture?
Yeah.
Looks like something that came from what? All these players, they came directly from their website, right? The media guide, look at this. Cooper Kupp. These are all media guide pictures, correct? Except... same thing with Joe Mixon. They're all from the media guys. Look what they have in Underdog Fantasy for Joe Burrow. Already, they said, oh, we're not using that. The picture with him where he's got his black turtleneck,
his
J-Bo chain, and his glasses. I'm telling you, that this is 100% of what I'm talking about. He's not cool like he thinks he is, but he is
cool.
Going to morph into it. But he like kind of is. He thinks he's already this guy. And he's really just right now a meme, like where people see him like, oh, my God, that's going to be my fantasy football team next year, Joe Burrow's necklace. So he thinks he's this guy. At some point, he is going to be this guy.
He is that guy already.
And we saw with Tom Brady when Tom used to be super pasty. He didn't have his hair game right. And then all of a sudden, Tom just kept morphing. At some point, and I don't even know if I
Joe's
said this on the radio.
Joe's already doing the hair.
But his face just looks all
well,
super
that can't
pasty
change
white.
That.
Yes, you can. And that's why I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that Joe will be hitting the tanning booth within 2 years because he wants to make himself look a little
pasty.
Like... I think he's going to see how pasty he is, and he's going to say, you know what? I need to get my tan right.
And listen, I'm okay. If Joe wants to be dark meat, I'm fine with it. It's, you know what? I don't care what Joe does.
He's just already got it.
How about win on Sunday? That's all I care
he's
about.
Okay.
Because I
so if
got
Joe,
a lot of reasons for
if
Joe,
Joe
to win.
Burrow wins, we talk about Matt Stafford, and I saw ESPN had a whole thing yesterday. They basically ran their whole programming off of Matt Stafford is a failure if he doesn't win it. Does this secure his legacy if he does win it? It was one or the other. I thought, wow. And it wasn't Matt Stafford. It was the Rams. This is a failure of a season if the Rams lose. And I thought about it, and it kind of is at the midpoint once you made the trade for – once you added OBJ, but especially made the trade for Von Miller, you kind of were win the Super Bowl or bust.
All right, on the other side, more pressure. We'll talk about who's got the thumb on the pressure button most when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And still ahead, don't forget, Hatchet Man's going to join us top of the hour. So we got that to look forward to. Right now, though, Jeff Aronoff is what I'm looking forward to. Jeff Aronoff coming to your home and fixing stuff, getting stuff done, building shelves for you, building, doing entire bathrooms, doing entire patios, doing entire kitchens, taking out all of the flooring, cabinets, all of your countertops, changing it up, making it more valuable, doing a great job, adding value to your home at a cost at 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. But this is what Jeff Aronoff does. And if you have a restaurant or you have whatever business type business that you have and you need new countertops, whatever the case may be, Jeff Aronoff is going to be there and Jeff Aronoff is going to make it better. He does this every single day. You got a hotel that you need work on? Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Whatever the case may be, let Jeff Aronoff make it better, improve the value of whatever that is. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just before we get to this, there is no better sandwich that travels than the chopped beef at Damaris. Just for an aside.
What's the roll?
And you get the barbecue sauce in it. And we've gone, you know, all day. Yanni brings a bag in the morning of chopped beef sandwiches. We'll go to the game. We'll tailgate, go to the game.
Oh,
and
like
on the way
chopped
back.
Chopped beef barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, barbecue sandwiches.
I'm thinking of Greek food for some reason now because you're Greek salad on it.
By the way, it's a barbecue restaurant. Yeah. So, which doesn't make
sense. I just forgot about chopped beef sandwich.
And the barbecue sauce soaks into the chopped beef sandwich all day long. It's perfect. You can eat it right away, or you can wait, and they're still as good. There's no better traveling sandwich. Just an aside.
Okay.
And Damaris.
I'd like to find that out. See if it'll travel right now. Travel its ass from there.
There's a lot of food that doesn't travel well.
No. Right. Yeah. French fries don't travel as well. Some bread doesn't travel well. As long as you don't overdo the barbecue sauce. See, Tyler's a guy who can speak to all this stuff because Tyler's my food guy here, my brother in arms. Sometime we'll talk about what Burger Chan's got going on downstairs. But
boy, you want to talk about a big hot dog. It's a meal and a half.
It is a monster. Their burgers are monsters too.
Yeah. Monsters.
So, Tyler, what do you...
You better be hungry.
What bread doesn't travel well? Basic white bread with stuff on it doesn't always travel well if it's a hot sandwich.
Anything that has like some kind of condiment on it, I wouldn't go.
You know what travels well is rye bread. Really well.
Ugh, except for how it tastes.
Oh, my God, I love
ciabatta. Ciabatta travels well.
Ciabatta is a great traveler.
It's hard,
I wouldn't
though.
Say wings
now,
travel
now
well.
French bread, you got to be careful.
Yeah, French bread doesn't
travel. It can get a little soggy.
Doesn't travel.
You got to be careful now.
No, French. It's French.
It'll be fine if
smokes.
It's a banh mi.
It smells like
and it's,
smoke.
If it's a banh mi and it's crispy on the outside, though, it's got a little crunch, you'll be okay.
All right. What did you want to talk this segment about?
What did I bring up?
I thought you.
What was that? Yeah,
I thought
no.
you said something.
I thought I was going to talk about something.
Oh, okay. More pressure.
Oh,
so, okay. Listen.
Yeah.
Stafford or McVay?
Oh man, I hadn't thought about that. I think Stafford.
Probably Stafford, because if you get to the Super Bowl a couple of times, but now you're not winning. You know,
it's worth a thought. I just think Stafford's getting along. Like, then all of a sudden it becomes, this guy's got all these players.
And, oh, by the way, they'll look back at that San Francisco not interception, and they'll go, hey, he shouldn't have been there anyway.
Oh, no, yeah, you start to pay, well, what about this?
What about this? Yeah. So, I probably Stafford, because he's got to win this to be into another category. But McVay, and all of a sudden he's gone to the Super Bowl, laid an egg a couple of times, because he really laid an egg with 3 points.
But he's
against
still
New
a guy
England.
Who's gone twice in the last 3 years, right?
Three or four. When did the Patriots beat him? 3 years ago?
I think so. Well, you had yeah, 4 years, because you had Kansas City winning, then you had Kansas City losing, and then you had this year. So right. Yeah, it was three. It was
two, and four
so
years.
Two in the last 4 years is who he is right now. You know what Matt Stafford is? A guy who. Has been to the playoffs just twice ever, and so yeah, I think there's more for Matt Stafford. Here's one for you, and this is one that you know you and I had a talk with somebody yesterday who brought up a great point. Everyone's talking about Matt Stafford winning. You know, what does this do for his legacy? What if Joe Burrow wins the Super Bowl and wins the MVP in year two? Now, right off the bat, you say, well, what does it do for? Well, immediately, he's now stepping into top three quarterback in the league status. Whether you like it or not, you can make whatever arguments for whoever you want. But with Tom Brady leaving, it's like it kind of opens up. There's a vacuum now, and that vacuum of quarterback power is going to be filled, and Joe Burrow would flip in there. It now would be turn into Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow. That's the three that you're
Joe Burrow's
about.
Closing in on it anyway.
But he would jump.
Oh, my God. He would jump. Huge.
He would jump Josh Allen. Because right now, most people would have Josh Allen ahead of Joe Burrow.
Okay, but which guy do you want?
Probably Josh. Josh is more mobile. I'll take the guy with the mobility. if I have enough things equal. It's close enough.
Joe ran quite a bit in college now.
Well, mobility means, I'm talking about functional NFL mobility.
The stuff that Joe Burrow got out of in Kansas City was incredible.
It's good, but one guy's
But no, Josh, I'd probably take Josh,
Josh too. Josh is 245 pounds.
Yeah, I'd probably take Josh too, but Joe Burrow gets to another level now. He wins the Super Bowl. I don't think there's
now.
Any
how about
question.
This? Your expectations now are off the charts for you for the rest of your career. If you win a Super Bowl and an MVP, does that work against him at all? That's something I hadn't really thought about until I started thinking. If he wins at this level, you think he's magic. What he becomes in your mind subconsciously, it's Tom Brady. So subconsciously, even if you don't want to say it, he becomes the guy who came out of nowhere to do what he did in college, came out of nowhere to win a Super Bowl his second year after tearing a knee. Like, it turns into, this is another Tom Brady. That's what's going on in your head after he wins the first one. Does that make it, does he need to now follow the course of Tom Brady? Because I think that needs to happen. Joe, and that's almost an impossibility with team building and all that stuff, although he does have good young talent right now at the same time where he's playing. But if all of a sudden you're comparing him to Tom Brady, then the expectations are Tom Brady expectations.
Yeah, and I don't know that you can't do this every year. But I will say this, you know what? You don't bet against Joe going forward as he gets better and better, because he could possibly just be keep getting better and better. How much, and here's the deal.
He is going to keep getting better.
Here's the deal. How much are the Bengals going to have to pay him?
I mean, over $40 million. By the time he's due, it's going to be over $40 million.
Do you know that the Bengals...
They've got money.
Yeah, they got plenty of money. Do you know that they don't have an indoor practice facility?
I know.
Is that not... That's shameful. In Cincinnati, where it gets cold, that they don't have a place... How much is it to build an indoor practice facility? As much money as the Browns have, are you the Brown family? Are you kidding?
But here's what happens: if you win,
you're a professional football.
Yeah, but here's the thing: Cincinnati, you know, just like I do, they're not a big it's not a big city in terms of they have no basketball team. They have the Reds, who have not been a big deal for a long time. What this does, though, is if you're on the marketing side and the sales side. First of all, this run and Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase combination, this should be worth so much money to you. So much money from a marketing standpoint and sales standpoint, advertising standpoint. If you win a Super Bowl, you should be able to get whoever their Mattress Mac is, somebody to kick in, you know, $4.5 million or $10 million for naming rights on their indoor facility, and you'll call it the Grater's Ice Cream Indoor Practice Facility, or the Skyline Chili Indoor Practice Facility, or whatever their medical, you know, their top hotel, their top hospital is. They should be able to get that paid for. You should be able to build. Joe Burrow should do the same thing for the Bengals that he would be doing, or that a player like him would be doing for a college team. If a player like that pops up on the scene collegiately, you know how much money, the influx of money comes in for a guy like that, and all the boosters start doing it. Well, your boosters in the NBA, you know who they are? Your boosters, I mean, in the NFL, your boosters are the companies, the businesses in your community.
Yeah.
They're your boosters.
Well, it's the Methodist Training Center here.
Exactly. The money would flood in to Cincinnati if they win, and I think it should anyway. So the big joke at the Senior Bowl was, can you imagine if the Bengals win this Super Bowl, they're going to be able to add a sixth scout. Most scouting departments are about 12 deep. The Bengals are about half that.
And oh, by the way, the fourth
almost
most.
Half that.
How about you're in the Super Bowl and you have the fourth most cap space in the NFL, and every other team around you sucks, and you're in the Super Bowl because you made the two critical picks that have turned your organization around the last 2 years. Ben McDaniels, the brother of Josh McDaniels, is now the Texans wide receiver coach and passing game coordinator per Aaron Wilson.
Okay.
Ben was the Texans assistant wide receivers coach last year. So he is the passing game coordinator this year. I would have thought that'd go to Josh McCown, but apparently not. Apparently not.
So is McCown done?
No, there's still quarterback coach out there, right?
Yeah.
They haven't named that yet. They're going to wait. Hold. Josh McCown. Oh, thanks. Slipped in right under the gun. 857, Hatchet Man.
Oh, did you see this? Zach Wilson has challenged Josh McCown to a dunk contest. That's the most random story that I will see in 2022. Did you guys see where Zach Wilson challenged Josh McCown to a dunk contest? Oh, wait.
What?
What now? Yeah, you know, that spunky 23-year-old quarterback who challenged the 40-something-year-old, 42, 41-year-old former backup who's now trying to be a head coach without ever coaching. He challenged him to a dunk contest. It'd be just as random if he challenged him to a karate fight.
Right.
The same thing. Or a hot dog eating contest. If you said hot dog eating, boxing match, or dunk contest, I'd probably say, okay, I'm going to go hot dog, boxing, and then dunk would be last. I mean, it's not going to be dunk contest.
Dunk contest.
Dunk contest, yeah.
All right, when we come back, Hatchet Man joins us, Tony Valentine, to give us winners this weekend for the Super Bowl. Nobody picks winners like Tony Valentine, and we know that. So he'll join us next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, let's drink.
Let's talk about Maestro Dobel. Great, great tequila. Something that when people have it for the first time, they're really blown away by how good it is for whatever it is that you're looking for. And I'll give you an example. If you're somebody who loves to sip tequilas, and that's something I started doing about, it was about 7 years ago when I had a really premium tequila for the first time, I realized, wow, when it's done right, it is so smooth. And that's what Maestro Dobel is great at, really, for all of their tequilas. You're not getting that harsh flavor. It's made with 100% blue agave. 11 generations of tequila makers, they know what they're doing. Different varietals mean different flavor profiles, different aromas, different finishes. And so whether it's Reposado or the Añejo Extra, the smoked silver called the Humito, the Diamante, which is their Cristalino, you are going to get a variety of different types of tequilas that go great as a sipping tequila or with your cocktails. Make sure that you check out the good folks over at Maestro Dobel and their tequilas. Everywhere fine liquor is sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save